Bench Bumps.
Cam FM.
We can now go live to the Riverside for the first race of the day, which is going to be M4. Ben, do we have you on the line at the Riverside?
Yes, you do. Thanks very much. It's an absolutely glorious day. It wouldn't look out of place in May, to be perfectly honest. There's hardly a cloud in the sky. A light breeze, which will keep things slightly chilled, but not freezing. The ducks are certainly enjoying themselves, but that's not why we're here on the river. So I'm getting such dirty looks for having mentioned the ducks before the rowers from the other spectators surrounding me. But we've got a stellar commentary lineup from Cam FM. On First Post Corner, we've got Alice. I'm here on Grassy. We've got Pete on Ditton, and Melissa is on the Reach. Now, Melissa, you row for the Blues, don't you? Can you sort of describe kind of what conditions like this would mean for rowing, and whether it's really as lovely as it seems?
Yes, well, it is very much as lovely, I would say. I'm getting a slight breeze down on the Reach as well, but that crosswind shouldn't affect the rowers really at all. So they're looking to rate quite high. It'll be interesting to see, because this is M4 division, it'll be interesting to see just how many boats actually make it down this far. But should they arrive, they should be preparing themselves for quite nice conditions. All the boats rowing up looked quite strong. And so I don't think, in terms of the weather, they've
one
got
minute gone
too
has
much
just
difficulty
gone
facing them.
Okay, that's the one-minute cannon that's just gone off. So we're going to throw now to Pete, who's going to give us the rundown of the division.
Let me talk you through the division. So we've got Queen's Anne 3, who have rowed over for the first 2 days. Behind them, Christ and Fitz have been in a bit of a tussle. So Fitz, M2 are second, followed by Christ, M3. Emma, M3 have rowed over for the past 2 days. Hughes Hall, M2. Homerton, M2. Easily confused on the blades, those two. Corpus Christi, M2 behind them, who bumped Queen's M4 yesterday. Behind them are Darwin, M2, who have bumped the last 2 days, so they're on for blades. We've got Selwyn, M3 behind them, Churchill, M3, Emma, M4, who have been bumped twice, so they're on for spoons, Claire, M3, St. Cat's, M3, also on for blades, so listen out for them, Maudlin, M3, on for spoons, first and third, M4, Sydney Sussex, M2, and at the bottom of the division is Churchill, M4. So that's the rundown.
And they have just gone off at the start of the division here on First Post Corner, and they are racing down towards me as I speak. Queen's looking quite comfortable at the front. Of course, they've rowed over 4 times already because they're the sandwich boat. So they're looking for another row over today. Behind them, I can see Fitz and Christ coming round the corner. They seem pretty much on station at the moment. I don't think there's going to be an early bump between those two. Fitz are currently pulling away slightly as they come past me here on First Post Corner. Queen's M3 looking very strong as they come by. Behind them, I can just see Emma coming down as we go through. Everyone's taking some very good lines so far. There's been some good coxing. And Emma M3 are looking strong. They're currently pulling slightly away from Hughes Hall M2, but they're also looking good behind them. Behind them, everyone else seems pretty much on station. I can't see any early bumps just yet.
Ben,
what's going on with you at Grassy?
Well, I'm here at Grassy, and just coming around the corner and into the gut of Grassy, we have got Queen's M3 being hotly pursued by Fitz. Fitz took a slightly narrower line around the corner, and they're coming into the gut. Of course, the gut, the less experienced boats often plough into this part of the bank. Hopefully that's not going to happen, because I don't want to get my shoes wet. But Queen's are probably about a boat length ahead, followed again, as I say, by Fitz. I can now see Christ M3 about 2 lengths behind them. Christ now being caught by Emma M3. There could be a bump here. Let's go back to Alice. What have you seen so far?
Okay, there has been a bump under the railway bridge. I can't see where it is at the moment. I think it could be down somewhere between maybe Emma M4 and Claire M3, but we'll confirm that in a second. Right now, the last racing boats are coming past me, and Selwyn M3 are really hard on Darwin M2. There is going to probably be a bump there. They've got it down to half a boat left already. Ben, back to you on Grassy.
Well, just going past me are Christ M3, who are being very hotly pursued by Emma M3. I almost put a little X in my planner. There was almost a bump, except Emma are now grazing the barges. Behind them, we've got Hughes Hall about a boat length. Emma should catch Christ, I think. Much, much further behind them, though, we have got the Blades of Homerton. Homerton M2 about four boat lengths behind Hughes Hall, and another two lengths behind them. We've got Corpus Christi M2. I can see Queens now another boat length and a half, are pretty much on station there. Darwin again on station, but Darwin are being caught by Selwyn. Alice, is any, can you confirm anything about the bumps you've seen so far?
No, there's been about the last six boats in the division have all stopped around the motorway bridge. So I'm just going to run back up and see what's going on, but I'll be able to confirm that in just 2 minutes.
Okay, in the meantime, let's throw over to Pete at Ditton.
I just had Queen's M3 pass me at Ditton. They scared off a pair of ducks who were literally probably 30 centimetres away. Then Fitz M2 are sort of shouting very vigorously. They're probably a good 4 or 5 lengths back, so no danger of a bump there. But Christ and Emma, there's a big battle on here. It's got to be down to a quarter of a length as the wet back of Christ M3 rows past me now. I'm very near the bank and I'm about to get splashed. But catching them are Hughes M2. There's a three-way tussle on here that I'm sure Melissa will be able to pick up on the reach in a few minutes, but literally, probably an eighth of a boat between Hughes and Emma behind them. So it's a three-way tussle. Then a big gap to Homerton. Ben, how's it going down at Grasby?
Well, all the boats that are going to row past me have rowed past me. Alice, of course, said that the last six boats had been held back. We're not quite sure why. Waiting for Alice to confirm that. But that does mean then that Churchill M3 have been bumped by Emmanuel M4. Emma M4, I think, therefore avoiding the spoons. But we can get Alice to confirm that.
Melissa. Okay, well, Melissa. Everything is placid at my end of the reach at the moment, but I can see Queen's M3 pushing away from Fitz, who have also managed to escape the clutches of Christ quite comfortably. What I can see is what looks like quite a messy battle between Emma, Hughes Hall, and Homerton. I think, we'll have to confirm, but I think Hughes Hall has just bumped, Emma has just bumped Christ, leaving Hughes Hall to get out the way. I think that's what I'm seeing. Queens has just rode past. They've got about four lengths between them and Fitz, who then have comfortably opened up the gap between the next boat for them.
Okay, Alice.
Thanks, Melissa. Okay. We'll go over to Pete.
Alice.
First of all.
Okay.
We'll go to Alice.
Okay,
what happened was I think the Churchill two man fell in the river. And as a result, the entire last six boats were stopped and held up. So there wasn't actually any bumps down here, I don't think, unless they bumped very early. But the entire bottom end of the division has been stopped. And we'll have to go find out whether there's going to be a re-row or whether they're going to award a load of technical row-overs.
Melissa?
But again... Okay, back Alex. To Melissa.
Okay, so I have just had Hughes Hall row past me. There's then about two and a half, if not three lengths, between them and Homerton. So Homerton is unlikely to catch them today. There's then two lengths opening up between Homerton and Corpus, with Queen's M4 closing the gap. They've got about a length to go before they bump Corpus. But behind Queen's is Darwin, who are about a quarter of a length off the Queen's M4 boat. So they'll be hoping to just narrow that gap before the end of the division, which is approaching. Okay, I think that it's unlikely to make that bump. Oh, they have overlapped. I think that's a bump between Darwin M2 and Queen's M4. Back to you, Ben.
Okay,
well,
Alice?
Thank you very much, Melissa. Let's throw over to Alice now, who sounds like she's got some news.
Okay, what happened was, as I said, Churchill two-man caught an ejector crab and ended up in the river. The result was the entire division behind them was stopped. However, because Churchill actually caught the ejector crab, they have been bumped by Emma M4. So Emma M4 have bumped Churchill, but from Clare downwards, it's going to go back and there's going to be a re-row in just a few minutes.
Thanks very much. Alice, Pete, has anything noteworthy happened at Ditton Corner?
Okay, all the boats went past me, so the last one I saw was Selwyn M3 in 10th position, and as we've just heard from Alice there, the boats below that were...
I can confirm that Selwyn M3 rode over. Darwin looks to have bumped Queens, so Darwin M2 looks to have bumped Queens, and then it looks like Hughes Hall, Homerton and Corpus have all rode
okay.
over.
Have
Thanks
we finished
very
with
much,
the rest
Melissa.
Of the race?
I think we have, Alice.
Would anybody like to speak to the two-man that caught an ejector crab?
Yes, Alice, can you speak to that two-man, please?
Yeah, let's get on 2 seconds.
Okay, while you do that, Alice, I'm going to run down the results. Oh, okay, I'm not.
Oh, I have an update. It's important. Darwin M2 did not catch Queens before the finish line. It was very close, and I think that they'll be very angry about the outcome of this bump because it looked from the bank like they had just managed to get that bump in. The people on the side of the bank are saying not today.
Okay, thanks very much, Melissa. Before we interview that two man who caught the ejector crab, let me run down the results so far for the studio. So Queens M3 row over, Fitz M2 row over, Emma M3, Bump Christ's M3, Hughes Hall M2, Homerton M2, Corpus M2, Queens M4, Darwin M2, Selwood M3 all row over, and then Emma M4 bump up on Churchill M3 with the remaining 6 boats. So that's Clare M3, St Cat's M3, Maudlin M3, First and Third M4, Sydney M2 and Churchill M4 all to re-row. So Alice, over to you finally.
Okay, well, strangely, the Churchill two-man, despite saying he would be interviewed, has now run away. Well, rode away anyway. So I think they're going to spin the last 5 or 6 boats in the division and take them back. But they're actually rowing on, so I think they might be going to do the W3 division first and row them at the top of the W3 division. But we'll confirm that in about 10 or 15 minutes when that happens.
Okay. Thanks very much, Alice. For now, that's all, folks. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Ben. It sounds like it's been quite a chaotic division. I was looking at the bumps chart here in the studio, and I was thinking that the M4 division is particularly organised compared to normal. There's normally lots of overbumps and triple overbumps and all sorts of things going on. And so far, there's been none of that. There's only been individual bumps. But an ejector crab today, that must have been pretty exciting for you guys down by the river.
Well, I think it certainly was. It's a great way to kick off what promises to be a very exciting day of rowing. Alice, did you actually see that ejector crab?
I did not. I did not see the ejector crab, but it was pretty spectacular. He was thoroughly drenched. He'd ended up completely in the water and was currently standing on the bank looking a little bit stupid when I came up. Most of his crew seemed to be giving him, you know, some good humoured abuse, let's put it that way.
It's got to be rather upsetting.
He's rowing past me now. They're rowing past me right now, in fact. The Churchill crew, whose two-man caught that ejector crab, which forced the re-rowing of the bottom half of the division, looking suitably sheepish. And then the Emma crew who bumped them, looking slightly less sheepish, but, you know, rowing slowly so as not to cause too much embarrassment. But we're going to let Melissa get off and confirm those results now. So back to you in the studio. Can FM Bumps team, over and out.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much.
Lench Bumps. Bumps.
Cam FM.
But we have an update from the river. We're going to be with them in just a few seconds. There's a re-row going on for the lower end of the division. So let's go over to the riverside now. Ben, do we have you over there?
Hi, Phil. Yes, you do. This is the re-row of the bottom of the M4 division. So it's Clare M3, St Cat's M3, Maudlin M3, First and Third M4, Sydney Sussex M2, Churchill M4, all caused by an ejector crab caught by the two of Churchill's M3. We're going to throw over to Alice now, who is at first post corner. That's the starting cannon, I believe.
Yes, and they are off, and Clare M3 are racing down towards me. Now, St Cat's are currently on for blades, so they will be really trying to get Clare on this second attempt. At the moment, they appear to be roughly on station, so that's about a boat and a half length apart from each other. And there's been no early bumps, but that's only to be expected because they've had to start, stop, get back in position, and they'll probably all be a little bit tired already. So at the moment, St Cat's are coming along. They're pushing Clare M3 hard, but they're not really gaining at this stage, and they are under a lot of pressure from Maudlin M3, who are behind them, who are, someone just shouted I love Cam FM at me, and Maudlin M3 are struggling. Actually, First and Third M4 are coming up close behind them. They've got it down to about a length off the start. Ben, over to you at Grassy.
Well, Alice, I can't see anything at Grassy, but of course there's a large crowd gathering for a Lent's race, probably due to the nice weather. But I can now see the yellow blades of Clare M3 coming around and into the gut. They are being at M3. Again, taking a slightly nicer line around that corner perhaps than Clare, but not turning quite as sharply, so they've now actually come on to have a slightly longer course. But then both those boats are a bit further ahead of Magdalen M3. Has anything happened at your end, Alice?
Okay, well, Churchill has got it down to about a length on Sydney Sussex. There's some sort of optimistic whistling going on from the bank party, but there were no early bumps there, and the last of those six boats has now gone past me. So if I throw it back to you, Ben?
Well, that's absolutely fine. We've got Claire coming up past me. They're rowing nicely, slightly short stroke lengths, but power in them and unity. The blade heights are just about right. And a huge contingent of Claire fans right next to me. They've taken a lovely line through the gut, no ploughing into the side for them. Behind them, they've now opened up a gap of maybe about two lengths on St. Cat's M3. They're going to have to pull their fingers out if they want this, if they want these blades, and they really should want these blades. Look lovely in a College Bar wall. Behind them, we've got Magdalen M3, who are a good four boat lengths behind. They're not going to catch St. Cat's M3. First and third now about a length behind them. First and third looking very, very tired, in fact. The six slouching in his seat. He's not going to be happy with that. But they are kind of pushing around the cocks, giving all she can. They've got it down to now, despite the slouching, about half a boat length. They could well catch Magdalen. Sydney Sussex now about two and a half boat lengths behind first and third. Churchill M4, another two lengths behind. Now, Pete, are you on grassy corner or have you not managed to make the call? I don't think Pete's there. Melissa, you should be seeing them, the first of these six boats, none of whom have bumped yet, although first and third look likely to catch Magdalen. They should be coming round the corner now. But before we throw to you, Alice, what will be going through the coxes' minds as they try and coax these admittedly very tired rowers through this race?
Well, a lot of it is just going to be sheer motivation. You've got to try and keep the rowers moving. The hardest thing to do is to keep them optimistic when the boat in front starts pulling ahead and not let them realise that. Because, of course, the rowers can't actually see what's going on. So it's always a bit of a mind game with the cocks how much you actually tell them and how much you try and make it sound slightly better than it is. Of course, if you lie to them, they get a bit understandably upset about that. But you do want to be positive in all situations. So from the cocks' point of view, they're all good enough to steer this course. That's not the issue. The issue is just the motivation and getting the best out of the crews they possibly can.
Melissa?
What?
Okay,
let's go over to you. Can you see the first of these boats?
I can. Grassy has been very calm and the reach has been very calm and tranquil, but I can now see that Claire M3 have rounded the corner with a very healthy gap between them and St. Cat's. I think that, as Alice was saying, the motivational element of the Cox's role will be made more difficult for St. Cat's now. It is highly unlikely that in this kind of last 400 metres that St. Cat's will catch Claire M3, who are about maybe now three lengths ahead of them. However, St. Cat's will be slightly less upset by the fact that they have opened up about a four-length gap between them and Magdalen. Magdalen may be panicking because first and third, although tired, seem to be within maybe what they're probably a length and a half away and may just, if they put in the real burst, make it for that bump before the end of the reach. I can see Sydney Sussex behind them really flagging. They look exhausted, and Churchill about two lengths behind them. So although Sydney Sussex M2 look tired, I think they'll be safe from the bump. On the other hand, Magdalen is having to put in everything they have to hold off first and third, who may get this bump in. I think it looks pretty good for first and third, but they'll have to really drive it home. There's about 100 metres left of the race, and I am unsure. The race has ended, but it's uncertain whether a bump was made. I then have Sydney Sussex driving for the line with a Churchill boat about three boat lengths behind them. So there won't be a bump between Sydney Sussex and Churchill. There may have been between Magdalen and first and third, but I think it's unlikely. So it may be that there were no bumps with this re-row. Back to Ben.
Okay, so I think we can round up this commentary segment on this re-row. It looks like row-overs all round. That is a killer. So Clare, St. Cat's, Magdalen, first and third, Sydney, Churchill, all row over. Going to be very disappointing for St. Catharines to miss out on their blade. Great news for Clare, though, not getting bumped. No one needs that. Probably for now. Back to you in the studio.
Thanks, Ben. Awesome work for you guys down at the river. It's rather remarkable to be seeing that many re-rows in the M4 division. I'm quite surprised, and there's going to be quite a few disappointed crews there, especially St. Catharines, who were on for blades as well earlier on. Darwin were on for blades, and they look like they may have rowed over. We're going to come back with the official results in a little while, but for now, thank you very much, guys. We're going to have a little bit of sweet nothing because nothing really happened.
This year's Lent Bumps. On Cam FM. Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.